Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
What up with your Doug Gottlieb Show? Fox Sports Radio. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll be get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection. Over 10,000 recommended sellers, TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. So this is a kind of a weird space to be in where we all know Caleb Williams is going to go number one, right? I mean, is there a chance he goes number two? I guess. But the strongest likelihood is he goes to be the number one overall pick. And we'll get to what was a terribly asked question that I thought he answered fine in a moment. But first, here's Caleb Williams at his press conference, Combine, when he's asked if he'd be disappointed if he wasn't taken number one.
It's not a thought in my mind. I don't think I'm not going to be number one. I think I put in all the hard work, all of the, you know, the time, effort, energy into you know, being that. So, you know, I don't think of a plan B. That's kind of how I do things in my life. I don't think of a plan B. Stay on plan A. And then when things don't work out, find a way to make plan A work.
Okay, so this is interesting to me, right? Like, there is no plan B to me. There is no, that being drafted second is not an option. Now, part of it is when you're the number one prospect and everybody's told you the number one prospect, you get in your mind, you get focused on it. It's a mentality. But does that strike people as arrogant? That's the question. I'd say he's matter of fact because it is matter of fact, and he's allowed to be matter of fact because he knows what the answer is. So here's Caleb Williams when he's asked, and this is an interesting way of asking the question, about why he didn't subject himself to the medical exams.
I'll be doing the medical stuff, just not here in Indy. I'll be doing it at the team interviews. Not 32 teams can draft me. There's only one of me. And so the teams that I go to for my visit, you know, those teams will have the medical, and that'll be it. I didn't feel the need to go out and throw. I played around 30-some games, I believe. Go ahead and go watch real live ball of me and see how I am as a competitor.
So here's the question. Take a listen to this question.
Caleb, are you afraid to compete? Are you afraid to compete? How do you respond to people say that you're worried to be compared side by side with your peers in medicals, measurements, and workouts? Are you afraid to be measured against those guys one-on-one? Is that why you're not doing things?
No, not doing things. It was a decision by me and my team, my family, and it comes down to that.
Yeah, no. So much wrong with that question. Well, first, there's like three questions in one. Second of all, like, you're putting them on the defensive. Are you scared to compete? Like, what kind of question is that? What kind of question is that? What is the answer that you're looking for there? And look, it's just one guy asking three questions in one. None of them are great. He ended up getting a decent response, a decent answer to just a litany of peppered
angled questions. But man, that doesn't speak well for all of us. I don't know. If it strikes you as arrogant, I always think there's a way in which the same messages can be relayed in a way that doesn't reek of arrogance. I didn't think it reeked of arrogance, but there's definitely a confidence that borders on arrogance. And for whatever reason, we're anti that level of confidence sometimes. Caleb Williams, in order to succeed at Oklahoma when he came off the bench and didn't play, you know, his senior year, his senior year was canceled, right, in high school. So to come in and play as well as he played with as few reps as he had when he was at Oklahoma takes a supreme amount of confidence. To come to SC, having only played at OU for, you know, three quarters of a year, takes a supreme amount of confidence. And I would say that sometimes that confidence is hindered when you're not playing as well. You got to question yourself. But there's a difference between confidence and arrogance, no question about it. And you don't ever want to appear arrogant when confidence should be enough. I don't think he hit the perfect notes, but I think it was pretty good, pretty solid, pretty sound, reasonable explanation and understanding. The medical stuff is, I honestly think if you just eliminated the stuff his dad was talking about, he'd be fine. But because his dad has reportedly asked for equity in teams that draft him, agents who rep him, you know, tried to act like we're gonna do things different than they've always done. I think that combined with Caleb's responses makes it sound more arrogant than it actually is, whereas Caleb is just kind of matter of fact. And while that's not fair, right, like his dad speaking for his dad, not for him, he's speaking for him, the fact is they do get kind of all wrapped into one. Byer, you think that's fair that we take those quotes and they feel more arrogant because of the things his dad has said or reportedly said?
I don't factor in his dad as much as I do of, I just think that he's been on that number one pedestal since winning the Heisman, and there was nothing to really, I mean, he's been the potential number one pick of this draft for 2 years. So there's the only thing it seems to do is to try to pick him apart. And I don't know if he's, you know, how other people view it. To your point, you like how he's come off. I like that he seems engaged. And I think that if you're expecting to be number one, you could kind of come off aloof. You could maybe not be as locked in, maybe because you're not doing as much. But I do feel that how he's gone through these, you know, question sessions, has done these one-on-one interviews, he's, you know, done very well for himself. And I don't think that he has to explain why he's not doing these things when we all know why he's not doing these things. If, you know, there's, I understand that you have to ask the question, maybe not in the way that person has, but I just think that he's been number one for so long that the only thing that you can do is to try to look for holes or try to poke holes into his possible candidacy at number one.
Did you find any holes there? And anything you said?
No, not at all. As I said, I may not agree with I don't have a plan B sort of thing, but that's how he sort of operates. I don't think that it comes off arrogant in any way. I didn't have any problem with it. It answered the question again. Just didn't seem aloof. Didn't dismiss it. Addressed the, you know, question head on and the other questions head on. And yeah, I thought he did fine.
Yeah. You and me both. I'm not offended by it. I'm not bothered by it. I think the dad comes off as a little much. I will point out that to most people, okay, and I do think that I have a special understanding of this, coaching youth sports, coaching, you know, like high-level AAU sports. It just even that even feels like it's an oxymoron to say, but it's true, is that a lot of parents are a lot. You know?
Sure.
They just are. A lot of parents are a lot. So that stuff doesn't surprise me, doesn't alarm me, doesn't make me feel like he's any more arrogant than any. Now, him being kind of his business manager, that makes it a little trickier, but A lot of parents are a lot.
There's also the scenario, Doug, where that he's operating in the world where it isn't arrogance, it is fact, and because of the prospect that he is, like, there's no way, like, even if the Bears liked Drake May or Jaden Daniels better, there's no way they take him at number one because of what Caleb Williams represents to all the other teams that want him at number one.
Well, there's also, and I pointed this out, and I don't remember if it was what show it was on last. You and I did a jumble of a bunch of shows last week. There's no way they pass on Caleb Williams because he's the most like Pat Mahomes in this draft, and they passed on Pat Mahomes. And they took, by the way, a North Carolina quarterback.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just, they're not taking Drake May.
Yeah.
Again, I understand that Drake May and Mitchell Trubisky are different people, different quarterbacks, different skill sets, completely different. I understand that Pat Mahomes is different than Caleb Williams. But when you look at Pat Mahomes and Caleb, like, what bothered you about Pat Mahomes? Like, well, played for the same coach or same style, same offense. And, of course, Kingsbury was involved at USC this year. The defense was atrocious. The footwork needed to be cleaned up. The decision-making needed to clean up. But there was a lot of something there. And generally, dudes liked him. It's the same guy in that sense, even if they're different people. And then Drake May and Trubisky, very different. Drake May, Trubisky, remember, sat for like 4 years, wasn't started until his senior year. And more athletic than super arm talent. And just an unbelievable guy. Trubisky's just an unbelievable guy. That's why people like him. But they're not the same. I mean, May is just gigantic arm, big dude, not crazy mobile, but can really spin it. But you really think they're going to turn down Caleb Williams for another North Carolina quarterback? Like, no. No. So you're right. There is kind of a matter-of-factness because that's the reality that everybody knows the Bears are going to take him. The Bears can't afford to not take him. Come on next to the Doug. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and if it's not the Bears aren't foolish enough to make a pick of someone else or to not do a deal where somebody else would move up and take him. There are plenty of teams that would want to jump up and grab him at number one if the Bears aren't sold.
Yeah, I still don't think they even feel like they can do that because of the Pat Mahomes.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. You know, it doesn't happen every night, and I understand that it's been happening throughout the year, and there have been other games like it. But, man, didn't it feel like watching last night against, if you watched at all the Spurs play, you were like, well, I know what the future is going to look like, you know? And keep in mind, the Spurs had lost five in a row, all right? And, you know, they're laying in wait for a Thunder team that came in at 41-17. But in a made-for-TV matchup against Chet Holmgren, he hits 5 threes, has 13 boards, has 7 assists, 28-13-7. And most importantly, they won the game. Like, there's lots of things I don't know about in the NBA. I don't know how long LeBron can play like LeBron's playing. I don't know if Ja Morant ever kind of figures it out. I don't know if the Bucks can actually work together with this roster. No idea if the Heat can get back to the level they were playing at last year in the playoffs that got them to the finals. I don't know if Golden State can get out of the second round. Like, they seem like a good... They went in and thumped the Knicks last night, but the Knicks aren't healthy, but I don't know. I do know this. That's what the future looks like. Right? You're like, yeah, that'll work. And sometimes you get that same feeling, if you will, when you hop into a car and you're like, I don't know. You go, yeah, that will work. That will work. That looks different. That looks different. I don't know. I mean, obviously the rookie of the year thing, if he plays enough games, it's going to go to Victor Wembanyama. I don't think anybody, but he just is further advanced than we thought he was at this point in time. Really amazing. All right, Mark Stein joins us, NBA correspondent who publishes a Substack, published on Substack. He co-hosts the podcast This League Uncut with fellow insider Chris Haynes. And you can find it wherever you download podcasts. And Steiny, I know it's not news to you and most inside basketball, but Wembanyama last night won the Rookie of the Year, and that's what the future of basketball looks like, right? I mean, that's just, there's potential and upside, and then there's where he is, which is seemingly closer to whatever potential and upside we thought he had than I think most of us imagined this year.
Yeah, two things. On one hand, individually, he's been even better than expected, and it makes all the chatter at Summer League when he was declared a bust, and, you know, the first game obviously did not go well. The second game was just so-so, and people were just ready to write him off. It makes all that talk laughable, but it also tells you just how bad this roster is around him, because he can only lift it so much doing these ridiculous things he does every single night. And it really starts with his defense. I mean, I'm sure you saw the clip of him the other night. He was swatting someone in the lane without even jumping and looking like an NBA player who is playing defense against kids at a summer camp or something. But, I mean, the guy, yeah, I think he is the Rookie of the Year, and he has been that good playing for just a horrendous team. And now the Spurs have to find ways to put better talent around him, and soon.
Mark Stein joins us. He publishes a Substack. It's, of course, he's got the podcast, This League Uncut. Okay, so, and this is a long-term prognostication, but how long until the Spurs decide, all right, let's try and put a championship team around this guy, because they've dealt with all this youth and these moving pieces, and they haven't gotten much anywhere in terms of wins and losses.
Well, think about how many times you've asked me about Trae Young. When are the Hawks going to move Trae Young? When? Well, the Spurs have been mentioned now, you know, and it seems more than casually as a potential Trae Young destination. And I look, it's still too soon to know what course the Hawks will choose at season's end. And they're in a strange position now because Trae Young is out for a month. You know, they've lost their young center, Okongwu, as well. So, I mean, they're very shorthanded. They've been languishing in the play-in zone in the East anyway. So the Hawks also have not been the most proactive team in the league in terms of making trades. So it's hard to get a precise read on what they're going to do. But the Spurs and the Lakers do get mentioned as just keep your eye on those teams when it comes to the offseason, and don't be surprised if either one or both tries to make a trade play for Trae Young, because, you know, Trae Young is a walking offense to himself, but obviously a defender like Wembanyama is the perfect partner for someone like Trae Young to mitigate the concerns you would have about Trae Young at the other end. And, you know, the Spurs are just so far away, again, when you look at that roster in terms of putting other top talent around him, that I do think that's a potential match. And there is the whisper around the league, I've heard it, that, you know, Trae Young, if he was forced to leave Atlanta, there is a belief in some corners of the league that San Antonio is a place that he would like to land. So I think it's just something to file away and keep in your mind. And I know you will be happy, because this is the first time I think I've ever come on here and said, you know, Trae Young could get moved, which I know you've asked me at least 10 times.
Well, I mean, it's because it feels like it's a hard thing, because he's super popular in Atlanta. He puts up a lot of points, but they're not winning any games. And like you said, he didn't play any.
That is an important counter that you raised, though, because the Hawks have always been a team that they really, you have to have a certifiable star to draw. And Trae Young draws. Trae Young keeps that building filled. And so if it is the best basketball decision for them to keep DeJounte Murray and trade Trae Young, will they do it and risk upsetting a fan base that loves Trae Young? So that's not a small thing.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the rest of the league. We've seen kind of resurgence here from LeBron. Was amazing in the second half two nights ago, fourth quarter especially. Last night, they kind of sleptwalked through much of the game and beat the Wizards in overtime. But we saw the chase down block, kind of the classic LeBron. They're keeping this thing together, albeit Clippers didn't have Paul George. And, of course, the Wizards stink. There's some other news, right, where you have Bronny taking off draft boards for this year. Maybe some of it's got to be reality. Some of it could be the heart. But it does feel like they got news from LeBron that ain't happening. What's the plan with the Lakers?
Okay, well, look, on the college front, like I've told you before, I am by no means a draft expert. So I am not the person to turn to right. for draft projections. But I would just say, you know, I would not be putting a lot of stock in the idea that now he's off draft boards and they know something. I think it's way too soon for really anyone to know if Bronny James intends to play another year of college ball or if he wants to put his name in this draft. My guess, this is purely my, you know, reading of tea leaves. I imagine they don't know yet what they want to do, so I'm not putting a ton of stock in the his name's off draft boards. But look, has it been suggested that maybe another season of college ball would help him? Yeah, I mean, you follow the college game much closer than I do, and I'm sure that talk is out there. All I'm saying is I don't know that we know a heck of a lot about Bronny James' immediate future plans. But in terms of the Lakers, I mean, their problem is, and you can say this about four or five teams in the West, everybody wants to just get out of the play-in. And it's just not easy to do. The West has rebounded after a very down season last season. There were only two 50-win teams in the West last season, and that's an aberration. And we're on pace for four, and it could bump up to five if someone in the 5-6-7 range goes on a little bit of a tear. So can the Lakers – is there enough time for the Lakers to get out of the play-in? And – I mean, really, I don't know that you would say that's the likely scenario at this point. I mean, it is, you know, they won a couple games this week, yeah. But, I mean, just getting up to six is a lot easier than it sounds. And it's just crazy to think that, you know, you look at the standings as of today and, you know, players like LeBron James and Anthony Davis, Stephen Curry and the Warriors, the Mavs are stuck down there. The Kings were a 3 seed last year. They're basically on the same pace, and they're in the play-in zone right now. So the West is no picnic, and that's the Lakers' biggest immediate problem.
No, it is. It is. It is no picnic. Okay, what about Paul George? What's the status of his knee?
Well, look, the Clippers had an amazing run of health, and that certainly fueled. You know, they started 0-5 with Harden. Then, if I'm doing this off the top of my head, they ripped off a 33-10 stretch after starting 0-5 with Harden. So, health was obviously a huge component of that. They were as healthy as we've seen them. And look, this is always the concern with these guys. You know, if healthy, and you know, if it's more than a small two-letter word when it comes to this team. So, you know, they are wise to be cautious now, because obviously the whole thing for them is the playoffs, and that's how this group's going to be judged. But, I mean, this is always concern number one with the Clippers. When Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are on the floor, they are an absolute handful and a problem and a team nobody wants to play. Are they going to have a full-strength Kawhi Leonard and Paul George come playoff time? Nobody can tell you that. Nobody can answer that question on March 1st.
The Warriors have obviously changed, and now they've become Steph Curry and Jonathan Kuminga in terms of their scoring. What's their ceiling this year?
Same thing on some levels as the Lakers, that it's just they got in such a hole that getting up to 5 or 6 is going to be difficult. That's all they're trying to do right now. Just, you know, just like the Lakers, just like the Kings, just like the Mavericks, they just want to get out of the play-in zone. And the Warriors feel like they could get as high as 5, and mathematically that's not impossible. But I definitely think, you know, they're one of the, does anybody want to see Stephen Curry and the new Warriors in the first round? I don't think so. I mean, they're still a difficult matchup. And even last season, with all the troubles they had last season, they still went farther than all but 14. So, like, if they're another team. If they get in the playoffs and playing the way they are now, it's not just Kuminga. Pajemski has given them a huge boost as well. Klay Thompson seems to be settling into an off-the-bench role. Chris Paul is back. That's amazing to see. What an integral part of that team Chris Paul has become, how vocal he is as a newcomer when there was so much skepticism about how he would fit in there after all the past playoff battles. So, you know, the Warriors they're just yet another team that makes, I mean, the West 1-10 is fascinating right now.
It really is. It really is fascinating. We haven't mentioned the Timberwolves. They sat there with the best record. But we saw Anthony Edwards last year. I mean, his first game in the play-in, he seemed nervous. Then he loosened up. But we haven't, you know, none of these guys have given us anything in the playoffs to lead us to believe they'll be good in the playoffs. What's the vibe around the league about the buy-in with the Wolves once the games get tight?
Yeah, and it's funny because the Wolves, they've, you know, wildly exceeded expectations, although I hope some of your listeners who are my age and older who grew up playing the game Stratomatic, and maybe that's a game you're familiar with, a great strategy board game, baseball, basketball, hockey. I played it incessantly as a kid. And before this season, I had Stratomatic do a computerized simulation of the whole season for me. And the computer simulation had Minnesota with the top record in the West and going to the NBA Finals. And when I printed it, everybody laughed, and they were the ones, Stratomatic were the ones that knew that Minnesota was going to have the best record in the Western Conference, the only ones who knew. But look, the reality is this is a franchise that in 34 prior seasons, they've only won 2 playoff rounds. Both happened in 2004, 20 years ago. As good as the Wolves have been in the regular season, and they might have the West's best record, and they've been at the top of the defensive charts all season long, I think they know that until they win around in the playoffs again, they're not going to have believers. That's the only way they're going to convince people, and that's just the reality of the NBA. You can say the same thing about the young Oklahoma City Thunder. These teams are battling for the top seed in the West, but they have to prove it in the playoffs to win over skeptics, and that's just the reality they can't dodge.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's the voice of Mark Stein. Stein, you're the best, man. By the way, check out his work at Substack. And, of course, you have to download the podcast called This League Uncut. He and Chris Haynes just do an outstanding job. Wherever you download podcast, download that one. Stein, thanks so much for joining us.
Be good. Talk soon.
All right. You know what? We got a little time here, guys. It's a Friday. People are looking for something to bet on. What if we did The Gambler? If you're just joining the Doug Gottlieb Show, if you're in New Orleans, first time listener to the show, Jacksonville, Orlando, on Fridays, we like to pick one thing you can go to your gambling buddies with and give them a winner. What is it? Let's start with the J. Stew team parlay. J. Stew, what do you got?
Oh, Nelly. let's see here. You got the race to the betting window for this one. Very soon, Ohio is taking on Bowling Green. I've been tracking Ohio now for a few years, and I think them giving 8 to Bowling Green is as sure a thing as you get to a lock tonight. And to parlay that and the Jay Stu team parlay, I really like Fresno State getting 14.5 at Nevada tonight. And just a message to Nevada fans, Luke Babbitt is not going to be walking through that
I love
door.
Luke Babbitt. Great yeah. call.
Fresno State to Ohio, and you can thank me on Monday.
Wow.
I honestly wonder
Babbitt reference.
If he was gonna if he was gonna go Ohio Bowling Green and pick Bowling Green and in honor of Peter King say Peter King was not gonna walk through that door for the Bobcats since he's an Ohio alum. And you had
did he play basketball?
No,
okay.
But he just went there. That was I know what you know. You like Peter King, and since his retirement this week,
that's a good point.
Yeah, I wondered where that was going to go.
Somewhere.
Yes.
What's your pick?
To Luke Babbitt. My pick is tonight, marquee game in the NBA. The Mavericks go to Boston where the Celtics are almost a 10-point favorite. Luka likes to rise up in these occasions. I like the Mavericks to cover tonight in the Garden. Boston still may win it outright, but take the Mavs as they're getting 9.5 this evening.
Like that one. Okay. Chris Perfett, what do you got, buddy?
I'm looking up right now. Let's see if we can get you something from the world of, you know what? Let's do some hockey, why don't we?
We're betting on hockey?
All right.
Okay.
Let's see here. It's a tough one, but I
let me help you out. Let me help you out. I got to pick Chris. Since
I do like the Flyers tonight over the Capitals.
What's the line?
I'm trying to find that right now on the money line. I did not. I was more ready to sing the Rogers theme here than I was to actually like.
Let's
get
be
a
honest.
Pick
that is actually the most important part. So.
It really is. The pick is more important, guys.
Flyers are a -140 at Capitals.
They're favored.
Yeah.
Are the Capitals bad? I have no idea.
No, they're all right.
They're all right.
Are
but
the Flyers good?
Flyers are good. They've been.
Does Eric Lindros still play for the Flyers?
I do not.
Is he going to be skating through that door tonight?
He's not skating through that Zamboni gate.
Okay, I have I got a pick for you. Houston's taking on Oklahoma. This is Kelvin Sampson, who is famously the coach at Oklahoma. When I played Oklahoma State, took OU to the Final Four. Before he left for the Indiana job, taking on OU. Oklahoma, 7-7 in conference play. And frankly, like, had Javion McCollum not hit an amazing shot, they would have lost against Oklahoma State. They would have been losers of 4 in a row. I just think this OU team is not that good. And the place you can score on Houston, I think, is if you can score inside a little bit. Because, man, they cover the floor really well. And Oklahoma doesn't really have a 5-man that can score. I like Houston to win, Houston to cover, even though they're on the road. Everybody sing it.
Hold
when to hold them.
Know when to fold
them. When to fold them.
Know when to walk away.
We're terrible. Know when to run. You never count your money.
When you're sitting at the table, be time enough for counting.
When the deal's done. A reminder, shortly after this show, download the podcast. Type in Doug Gottlieb wherever you download podcasts. You can check out the whole show. Plus, you get an hour bonus pod wherever you are. Doug Gottlieb, wherever you download podcasts. Subscribe, rate, review, and tell a friend about it. Coming up next on the Doug Gottlieb Show, live from the TireRack.com studios, even more changes coming to college football. What are they? You'll find out next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Every day at this time, the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. We get you updated on the stories of the day. We do so by getting to the press.
The press.
All right there, Dan Beyer, what's in the press?
Doug, even more changes could be coming to college football, and it has nothing to do with the playoff and how that could look in a few years. The NCAA Football Rules Committee proposing potential new rules for the upcoming season that will be voted on in April. Those include a two-minute warning, helmet communications between the coach and player, and also allowing the use of tablets on the sidelines. Those to be voted on next month.
Okay, here's the way I look at it. All of this stuff should have been done a long time ago, but they're all playing catch-up, and it's in many ways going to mirror the National Football League, right? And then it look like what's going to happen?
Yes, exactly.
It eliminates the sign-stealing stuff, which is fine. The two-minute warning... I guess we sort of need it, but do we need another stoppage?
Well, yeah, that's the question. Is people look at it as like, great, another way to make college football longer. The NCAA says what it does, it allows officials, because the rules are different in the final 2 minutes, gives them a point to mark and say, all right, rules are now different from here on out, you know, with stoppage of clock and whatnot. So that was their point of having a two-minute warning.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many stoppages now. Everything stops. Everything's reviewed. We need less timeouts, not more. I'm trying to think if there's anything else they need to add to the game. I don't like double numbers. Like, can we do away with double numbers?
Yeah, sure, but you may have to go into triple digits or decimals if you're going to do that, man.
No, like, yeah. Like, look, dude, you only get to, people can wear any number they want now, right? So, sorry, number's taken. Older guy gets the number. Negotiated in your NIL deal, if it's really that important to you.
Speaking of which, NCAA President Charlie Baker said that all NCAA investigations involving NIL have been paused following the preliminary injunction that was put in place last week. Not like they're going to be eliminated, but trying to get more clarification on how to proceed through things. Marvin Harrison Jr., by the way, Ohio State wide receiver, did not meet with the media today. Was actually scheduled to do so at the Combine, but that session was canceled with no real explanation on why.
That is weird. Yes. He didn't want to do it. I think that's what it was. And because he hasn't gotten any money yet, he doesn't have to be there just because he doesn't want to. He wants to not get fined.
One of the things that we were watching in golf, unfortunately, a lot of us were sleeping when it was happening, but LIV Golf Jeddah today had the premiere or the return of Anthony Kim to professional golf. Here's a taste of how it went, courtesy of LIV Golf.
Let's see how Anthony Kim's gophering brain is working. There is no chance. He's got a downhill lie in the rough that he can go for this pin. He needs to maybe run it up the front edge of the left side, try and get it pin high, although he looks like he's going, oh, did he shank that?
He did.
Yeah, he did, and he hit one similar on the very first hole. Not quite as... Oh, you know what? I said shanky. Just before that, on Caleb Surratt.
You did.
It could well have been my fault.
I believe it was.
The familiar tones of David Faraday on the LIV broadcast. Yeah. Fifth hole that happened on Anthony Kim's second shot. Got a case of the shanks. Happens to all of us.
Doesn't it, though? When you get the shanks, what happens?
Oh, it's the worst.
Where's your ball go when you can't?
Oh, it's just straight. No, like straight. Right, like it's not even a slice or a hook. It's just a complete shank. It just is off the hosel and at the driving range. It's totally at the net on the side. Yeah.
Well, so mine, I can hit it pretty long, and when it's usually if I'm trying to hit it long, it'll go to the right. But when I get the shanks, I just start hooking everything left, and there's nothing I can do about it. It's like, I'll pick up, and I'm a really good iron player, and I'll pick up no matter what the iron is, and all of a sudden I'm just hooking it left. It's
but
such
still,
a bad
that's
deal.
Not even a shank. Like, a shank is like if it's off the hosel or off the toe, just straight, like almost at a 45 degree angle, just off to the side. Like, and I've been told by my golf instructor, the guy that gives me lessons, a shank isn't completely awful. Like, it doesn't mean, like, that you're completely lost. It's just something is off that will cause it, but it's not the end all be all. But when you get the shanks, it's really difficult to get out of your head, because then you're trying to futz with everything, changing the grip, changing the stance. What did I do? How did I do it? And maybe it was good that it happened at like 3 a.m. where we were. But Anthony Kim, again, dead last. This is not the pile on Anthony Kim. He's just such a story after the first round of the LIV event overseas.
Yep.
And that is the press.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
Well, this is a weekend where we it's a college basketball weekend. So when you dive into the podcast, you'll get another college basketball pick. If you dive through the previous podcast, just type in Doug Gottlieb, and you'll realize that I've killed it. I think I haven't missed a pick this week, including GCU. Going back to yesterday. So enjoy that. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Download the podcast. We'll talk to you Monday on the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.